Welcome to the Open Scroll Audio Series. This is a presentation of the Introduction and Summary Overview in the collection of studies titled When Cometh That Thief in the Night. This was written by Bob Schlenker, and it will be read by Aaron Herman.
I've titled this work, According to What the Lord Has Made the Central Focus of My Attention for the Past 30 Years. When Cometh That Thief in the Night? The Unfolding Revelation of the Chronology of the End Times. This work pivots around one very special event and when that's going to happen. But it encompasses many key aspects of our hope in the season of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. He replied, Go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. Daniel 12, verses 9 and 10. This introduction and summary overview is offered to help you to quickly get a sense of how the knowledge of the chronology of the end of this age has been unfolded to me, and through that, to build you up in the faith, hope, and love that will draw you very near to our Heavenly Father. If you have not yet read the preface, please read that first. What we're presenting in this collection is largely sequential in the way it's organized, so the links on the site directory can be followed like the chapters of a book. If you're in too much of a rush to do that, or are presuming that you're already sufficiently prepared and can't afford to waste your time, you're like most folks, and this study probably isn't for you. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men, instructing us to deny ungodliness and worldly desires, and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Christ Jesus, who gave himself for us to redeem us from every lawless deed, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. Titus 2, verses 11 through 14. If you have heard about the reset of time, you probably have many questions. The reset of time can only be understood rightly in the context of this collection of studies. That's worth repeating. The reset of time can only be understood rightly in the context of this collection of studies. The resetting of time back into the past is a concept and reality that rests upon a couple of other components as dependencies. What we're dealing with here cannot be adapted to some other theological framework. Not kidding. This presentation is organized very simply. A. Laying a solid foundation. B. The Shemitah of fulfillment. C. When is the Shemitah of fulfillment? The value of having a solid foundation is typically undervalued. With a secure grounding in the fundamental truths, the stunning revelation about the Shemitah of fulfillment brings us to a new paradigm where the light shines so brightly from the scriptures, informing us about our days and those soon to come. The light shines like a beacon for those with eyes to see when the timing of the arrival of the Shemitah of fulfillment is opened to us. For most of you, a solid foundation can only be established by doing a lot of deep excavation along the way, re-examining and overturning many tenets of your existing foundation. The biggest challenge we face is having the humility and wisdom to unlearn what we have received with pride in our own abilities to discern, and with pride in our teachers and institutions of learning. The only thing that interferes with my learning is my education. Albert Einstein. Some might think, this is called When Cometh That Thief in the Night, so, okay, this is about the rapture. And they would be wrong. Not far off in some respects, but wrong is wrong. And we should have no interest in being wrong when all is said and done. Some might think, if there's one thing I know, anyone who claims to know when Jesus is coming is always going to be wrong, because the Bible says no one will know, not even Jesus himself. And they would be wrong. Completely wrong. We're going to be dealing with very specific matters of timing, so any objections need to be overcome very early on. We address the knowability factor right after this summary and overview, in the kind of decisive manner such that no one, having considered the evidence, has ever responded to us with any argument against it. The study is titled, Will No One Know the Day? Are you going to look to the recognized authorities in the church to confirm what we set forth here? Let me assure you that it's not going to happen until it's too late, by design. One of the functions of the heads of the church is to effectively screen you out, so that only the most precious few who actually hear the Good Shepherd's voice, as he addresses this flock, and follow it, will attain the highest prize. See Matthew 24, verse 43. If you find comfort in being orthodox in your beliefs, in being on the same page doctrinally with large numbers of others, you haven't really given what the Bible says about the numbers a serious enough consideration. If you can acknowledge that you generally accept what large numbers of people believe is true, you should take that as an alarm. The five studies that conclude Part A, laying a solid foundation, are collateral. These will help prepare you for the studies that follow. A. Laying a solid foundation. What is the Lord's calendar? The Holy Day calendar. The harvest allegory. The Lord's Shemitah. Each in his own order, the resurrection sequence. Resurrection on the third day. In this second of the three main parts, B. The Shemitah of Fulfillment, you'll find some of the most paradigm-changing insights. This collection of studies begins with A, the secret patterning, more fundamentals that will help you understand why I refer to this special season as the Shemitah of Fulfillment, and prepare you for those studies that shine the brighter light on it. A, the secret patterning, the threefold model of great sevens, the night of seven watches. Some of the most significant and valuable studies are listed in the set B, the harvest season begins. These are the core, and when these are understood and embraced, the studies that follow will provide the kind of validation you need for your hope to be clearly defined and strengthened. B. The harvest season begins. The bridegroom and the bride. The bride theft. What will their acceptance be but life from the dead? Baptism, the prophecy. The moon bride. The sign for the bride. Bride sign, Part 1. When will the lawless one be revealed? Bride sign, Part 2. In this collection of studies, C, dramatic types and prophetic scenarios, you'll find some very special examples of prophetic revelation as it is layered into the biblical text upon what most can only see as historical accounts or stories of legend. Let the veil be removed from your eyes. C, dramatic types and prophetic scenarios. Joseph and Benjamin, Part 1. Joseph and Benjamin, Part 2. Passing through the Iron Gate. The secret resurrections of John 21. The feeding of the 5,000. The 21st day of the 7th month. The Exodus archetype. The Jericho scenario. Peter's vision of the Gentile age. The sign of Jonah. In this third of three main parts, C, when is the Shemitah of Fulfillment, we give our attention to the discovery of when we might expect the Shemitah of Fulfillment to arrive. This is, at the first, very straightforward in that it follows the customary way of identifying the appointed times on the Lord's calendar. A celestial sign must be watched for, and, when witnessed, the designated count begins. I say straightforward, but yet the components have been deeply hidden, both the nature and meaning of the celestial sign and the entire matter of the counting. And then there is that which is not straightforward at all. Another factor is involved that is a very curious kind of adjustment, and this third component has also been very deeply hidden. C. When is the Shemitah of Fulfillment? A. The celestial sign was witnessed. The cornerstone. B. Counting off the units from the celestial sign. C. the adjustment factor. Time resets back into the past. In this collection of studies, A, the celestial sign was witnessed, the cornerstone, we give our attention to what began this long journey of discovery for me, this grand adventure of unlearning and learning about how and when this age will be brought to its dramatic end. It was in the year 1991 that the Lord drew my attention heavenward to watch the rare signs that had appeared and which pointed back about 2,000 years to a series of very special and closely related events. These led me to recognize one very special sign and the cryptic prophecy that described it in detail. The two studies and the four collateral studies that complement them describe this sign and inform you about what it means. This compares to the cornerstone of a foundation, the anchor that holds the ship in its place. A. The celestial sign was witnessed, the cornerstone. Jacob's dying words prophesy the celestial sign of the Lord's return in judgment. When Jesus was born, the celestial signs. When Jesus was baptized, the celestial signs. How long did Yeshua live and minister? By the numbers. The Bible's secret calendar, hidden prophecies in the Psalms. The celestial sign of Jacob's dying prophecy is validated by hidden time prophecies and other remarkable signs. In this next section, B, counting off the units from the celestial sign, the work represents many years of searching and documenting what Aaron and I have learned about this count. This began with a timely revelation insight I received from a verse in John 13 back in the year 2008. As we came to discover, what we call the Keystone Pattern appears over and over again in the Bible, with a small number of variations. If we have now come to understand the subtlety of the interpretation, and we believe we have, it's been very well hidden indeed. B. Counting off the units from the celestial sign. The Keystone Pattern and the Extended Keystone. Examples of the Keystone and Extended Keystone Patterns. In this final section of our presentation, C, the Adjustment Factor, Time Resets Back into the Past, we feature what must be the most controversial element, that is, at the same time, what some find to be the most compelling. This began as a timely revelation insight back in the year 2015. Which was refined further by insights that came in 2019, 2020, and 2021. This work represents years of searching and documenting what we've learned. C. The Adjustment Factor. Time resets back into the past. The Pending Reset of Time. Reset 2022 Journal. The Lord's schedule for fulfilling the promises He has made regarding our hope cannot be oversimplified. This is a matter of supernatural warfare and of battle strategies, and there are micro and macro scales of interplay. While we have learned a few things that have been kept secret from ages past, we are very aware that there is more that has not yet been revealed. It's unfolding still. Soon enough, the end will be upon us, and you will want to be prepared, because there's a lot at stake. And this concludes our presentation of Introduction and Summary Overview of When Cometh That Thief in the Night. Thank you for listening.